My. She is a legend in Chicago theater. Her name is Jackie Taylor of the Black Ensemble Theater. She's the CEO. Hey, Jackie, how are you?
Hi, I'm just wonderful.
Is it okay if I call you a legend? I love the dramatic pause there. You know, you had this idea some number of years ago that you wanted, and you'll have to tell it because it's your story, not mine, but you wanted to bring theater to an audience that otherwise might not as readily see that perspective. Am I doing you justice in any way?
Sure you are.
Can you explain what the Black Ensemble Theater is?
Well, the mission of the Black Ensemble Theater is to eradicate racism and its devastating effects on society through theater art and community engagement.
And am I right at all in that you had this notion to bring what might be otherwise seen, especially at that time in some other parts of the city, to greatly a white audience, to put it frankly?
Well, it's a diverse audience would be a better statement.
Mm-hmm.
In trying to reach people, because you cannot eradicate racism in a vacuum. It takes a highly diverse group of people to understand and create a community that's equitable.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you can't do that without knowledge.
Of course.
Understanding where it came from and how do we get rid of it.
Okay, so with that as a backdrop, and by the way, I'll say this again, you have a beautiful, beautiful theater, 4450 North Clark Street. That's near Montrose, just north of Montrose in Chicago. Now, I see a lot of your shows. You know that. I've been seeing your productions for many, many years. And I saw you after the production, the current show, Blue Eyed Soul, sung by Brown Eyed People, out in the lobby. And you said, of all the things you've ever done, and this is one reason why I'm talking to you, of all the things you've ever done, I don't know if you've ever counted how many shows you've done, Jackie, but you've mounted yourself and have been a part of producing, writing, I don't know, a gazillion. I think that's an official number of shows. And this, of all of them, your favorite or most important. I wonder why.
Well, I wouldn't say my favorite. I would have to say that about all my children.
Okay,
but,
sure.
I think it exemplifies what it means to be human. And that humanness crosses color lines, racial lines, cultural lines. We do that with the music.
Okay, so you have to do some explaining here for me. So this show includes some of the greatest music ever written, but performed at that time in the 1960s, 70s, and maybe into the 80s by greatly white performers. Or the bigger hit was from a white performer. Very famously, unfortunately, now famously, and well-known, I'm not sure famously is the right word for it, but in the 1950s into the 60s, people like Pat Boone had, and you can't get more white milk than Pat Boone, and I'm not criticizing Pat Boone, friends, but he did take songs that were performed by African-American performers, and he made hits out of them in a bigger way because there was that opportunity. There wasn't such an opportunity for black performers back then. Elvis Presley talked quite openly how he did the same thing. You touch on that just a bit in the show.
Well, that was done by most white artists. The companies, the record companies, went into the black community to listen to what was then hit, and then they brought it to the white community and sold it as their own. That's historically what's been done culturally in the white community as it relates to culture.
Now, how does all that have to do with this show being so important for you, the point of the show? And the other thing, by the way, the other thing that is, it's not only those types of songs, but other songs that you would, if you close your eyes, you would think that maybe when Tommy James sang Crystal Blue Persuasion, as an example, that Tommy James was African-American, which, of course, he was not. Or when the Doobie Brothers even sang Taking It to the Street, Michael McDonald is not African-American. So you have those songs in there as well as the kind I just described. Why did you decide to put all that together in one show? I know this is very important to you, and I want to understand why.
Because it exemplifies the ingredients that we need to disintegrate the foundation of racism. Here we have a production where you thought people were black when they sang it. We have a production where we celebrate white singers who were culturally mistaken for black singers. It's a message. It's a message that none of it matters. When you take all of that and you sift through it, you get great music. You get great music that's been sung by white singers, and you get great music that's been sung by black singers. You get a culture that says color, race, is not the issue. The issue is how we feel about ourselves as human beings.
Okay, so in this very deep conversation we're having about really a show that at the end of the day, and I hope you agree, is about just really good music, you know, but and it is really good music performed well at the Black Ensemble Theater. That is without question. But there's more to it than that, and that is, I think, where we're going with this. You said the objective or the mission of the Black Ensemble Theater is to eradicate racism. That's quite a thing there, Jackie. Have we gotten, I don't recall the year, but it's been some time since you founded the, say that again?
48 years.
Say that yet again?
48 years.
Oh, you're too young. I don't understand that. All right. So now nearly 50 years ago, you had this notion. Are we better off today? And if so, and I sure as heck hope the answer is yes. Are we better off today than we were nearly 50 years ago?
Yes.
Talk about how.
There's more awareness. There's more people who feel comfortable understanding that racism is a disease. And it's a disease that needs to be healed. There are more, certainly through what Black Ensemble does, but culturally, there's more awareness, there's more acceptance. Now, when I started the Black Ensemble Theater 48 years ago, I knew that we were not going to achieve our mission in my lifetime or my grandson's lifetime. It took us 450 years to create racism. And it's going to take, if not that long, some kind of length to undo what those 450 years have done.
Well,
even with...
Yes?
Even with... when we look at this country today, and where we are, people say, we're still where we're not moving forward. We're moving backwards. But my hope is that this man did not win by a landslide. There are people in this world who are equitable and want to see diversity and inclusion and fairness and honesty, and there's a whole lot of them. So you just have to speak louder now.
Yeah. I didn't necessarily want to get into politics and all this, but you know what? It is a part of the mission, as you explained a couple of times now, as to what the theater, the Black Ensemble Theater, is there for in the first place. But at the end of the day, also, this is an entertaining show. It isn't hammering over the messages that we seriously have been talking about. It's also about some really good music. How did you choose the music for this show? Which, by the way, you don't have a lot of time to see. It runs only through November 24th. How did you choose?
Well, I have to give credit to my musical director. He gave me a long list of possibilities, and I listened to those possibilities, and I just did it from my musical awareness. When I said, I thought they were Black. Well, that's the thing. So there we have it.
Interesting. So you yourself did not know. But you know what? To me, race doesn't necessarily... I know you're friends with Dionne Warwick, and I remember her telling me this story once, that years ago, I think it was in Europe she was performing. Maybe you know the specifics better. But she walked out on stage early in her career. This was the early to mid-1960s. She walks out on stage, and the audience went... And she realized what happened. There was a album cover, and they put a white person. They didn't put a picture of Dionne Warwick on the cover of the album. They put somebody else who didn't sing on the album, who didn't have anything to do with this, what was called an album at the time. And the audience was, wow, I can't believe it. Is music colorblind?
Yes.
And is that one of the points of the show?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I know this is a really important show for the woman I am calling. She's taken aback by it a bit, but you are a legend. I mean, first of all, anyone surviving 48 years, 48 years. I can't believe that, Jackie, in this industry and who has founded a theater that others have replicated or tried to replicate all over the country. It's the Black Ensemble Theater. It's right here in Chicago on the North Side. And the name of the show is, and you can only see this show through the 28th, I think I said, of 24th of November, even worse, 24th of November. The address is 4450 North Clark Street. And the show is Blue Eyed Soul, sung by Brown Eyed People. Jackie Taylor, it is always an honor and a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. I love talking with you. You're always a joy when I see you at the theater. And thank you for promoting the production.
I am pleased to do it. It's great. And if nothing else, forget about all the messaging. I really don't want people to do that. But just go for the music, because it is terrific music. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.